course, a huge countrywide problem is unemployment. The Q3 unemployment numbers are alarming. They are, to I suppose use a phrase I often use, they are shocking, but they are probably not surprising, given the background and the trajectory of our economy over not this year, not last year, but over many, many years. To try and make sense, though, of some of the numbers and to look for green shoots, if any can be found, we're now joined by Anne Bernstein, who's Executive Director of the Center for Development and Enterprise. Ms. Bernstein, welcome, and thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, John. It's great to be back on radio with you.
Tell me this. I mean, we work a lot with various kinds of numbers around unemployment. There's employed, there's unemployed, there's not economically active, and so on. For me, the key thing is how many South Africans are not working. What for you is the key number that we should repeat and stare in the face, if indeed there is one? Or does this differentiation in some way assist us?
Well, at CDE, we think about it this way. The most important number to understand is what percentage of the workforce is actually employed.
Yes.
And South Africa is a complete global outlier in that area. Pre-COVID, most countries, almost every country, has about 60% of their workforce employed.
Right.
In South Africa, pre-COVID, it was about 42%. Now, with COVID, in this hard, hard lockdown, we moved down to 36%, just over 36% of the workforce actually had a job. The latest numbers are showing us two things, that we've gone up to 37.5% of the workforce are now employed, an unbelievably low number, but
yes,
better than 3 months ago. So, and then what's happened is as you would expect, John, as lockdown started easing, some more jobs came back. Whether they new or the old ones, who knows, but over 500,000 jobs came back. But a lot of people who were deemed, who had fallen out of the workforce because they were locked up and scared
right
to go out or do anything, like all of us, they're now moving back into the workforce. So over 500,000 jobs were created in the last three months. But we're now sitting with what we would call the expanded work unemployment rate of 11 million unemployed people.
Any signs of sectors that are doing better than others? I mean, when I look at the industries, and I'm just reading off what I have in front of me, industries which gained the most jobs were finance, 200,000, community and social services, 137,000 private households, 116,000. Most job losses in trade, 400,000. And I suppose, unsurprisingly, in manufacturing, which has been hit hard, and construction. Is there anything in those numbers that suggests, well, construction, for example, might start up again with government's plans for infrastructure spend? As you can hear, I'm keen to find green shoots, but if I'm looking in the wrong place or looking in vain, you'll tell me.
Look, I haven't had time to look at the detailed numbers,
yes,
that you've just read out, so I'm not competent to talk about that. But I have looked at what the government is proposing in terms of infrastructure in the economic recovery plan. And in an article I wrote today for Business Day, I'm saying that, you know, we shouldn't see infrastructure as a silver bullet. So, you know, yes, infrastructure would be great. We need infrastructure. We
yes
have to choose the right infrastructure for growth and for employment. And we've got to make sure that we don't borrow lots and lots of foreign money to pay for that infrastructure, because our fiscal crisis means we don't have much in the government coffers. And then not deliver good infrastructure, which is what's happened with Medupi and Kusibi, paid unbelievable amounts of money, but they're not delivering in any sense of the word at the level that everyone had hoped. So infrastructure is quite a complicated issue. I think many people see it as an umbrella under which to hide a whole lot of issues they don't
right
have to make choices about. So I understand you want to look for green shoots.
Yes.
I think we're not yet out of lockdown. I think the announcement last night was helpful in terms of opening up the country for international travel, so maybe we can get some more tourists, and that would be useful. But obviously, we're going to be down on last year.
Yes, substantially.
Substantially down.
Yes.
We've yet to introduce the e-visa system, which is beyond belief, frankly. You know, Ethiopia is a much poorer country than South Africa, and I was there 18 months ago, and the e-visa system worked fantastically. South Africa hasn't done this yet. I don't understand why. So I think tourism, you know, if we can get that going, that's going to be a potential green shoot. At the moment, I think what's happening is firms are starting up and trying to get going again, and there's still, you know, because COVID is still amongst us,
right,
it's hard to get going at full pace. So South Africa sits with this terrible unemployment challenge, which is devastating for the individuals concerned and for the country. And it's hard to see, unless we adopt really hard, bold reforms,
right,
it's hard to see how we make progress, really.
Thank you very much, Anne Bernstein, Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise. You're listening to 702.